voice of Central Illinois, WJBC and WJBC.com.
Saturday morning, it's the 30th of July already of 2016. It's a day after John Maitland celebrated his 80th birthday, and we are going to continue that celebration this morning by ringing up, getting out of bed, getting them in the studio, getting them on the phone. A lot of Senator Maitland's friends and colleagues and folks that have sent emails to me that we will be reading as the morning goes on. But we're going to kick it off with Pastor Tom Wersing of Trinity Lutheran Church. That's John and Joanne of Maitland's Family's Church. It's good to see you again this morning.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. John Maitland, let's just get right into it. You've known him for a long time, and you've known the family for a long time. Yes. Is there a better word for John Maitland than gentleman?
Gentleman is always descriptive of John. Gentleman, a serving heart. Top-notch individual. Great guy.
Yeah. He served our area so well for so long and then had the stroke. And we're not going to dwell on the stroke. I think most people who know John Maitland know about the stroke. But he had the stroke in Chicago. He was, if memory serves me correctly, he was driving his car on one of the freeways up there, felt the stroke coming on, got the car off to the side of the road, and then had to be taken to a hospital where you eventually joined the family up there.
Yeah. That was a treasured time to be with God's people that day, no doubt about it.
What does John and Joanne and the family, that you see them at church, they're there every Sunday, they don't miss. What's your first thought when you think, when I called you yesterday and I said I'd like for you to come on, what were your first thoughts?
First thoughts, serving heart. It always made me laugh. I'd be watching the collection of the offering, and there would be John on our ushering team passing the plate with the rest of the guys. And I always thought that there were probably people sitting in worship that day that didn't realize that a senator of the state of Illinois had just passed the offering plate to them. And he would never draw attention to that. But just knowing that that was the kind of serving heart he had, that just always just typified for me what he was all about.
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it, because a lot of folks that, I'll just put this, some folks that are in the profession that he was in, being a state senator, they love attention. They love everybody to know that you're in the room. John was never like that, was he?
No, and in fact, if I could give the best example for me is the fact that John was, is, and always will be a Marine. And Memorial Day Parade was always something that I knew the Marines might be having a group of veterans walking by in the parade in Bloomington, and there he'd be in quiet and dressed up in the Marine garb that the rest of the guys were wearing. And I always thought that was just what it was. He wasn't doing it to be on the radar. He was doing it to be off the radar.
Yeah, and did it so well.
Yeah, and did it well.
Did
it really well.
And that is another part of his story that I think, because of the way John is, his personality, there are a lot of folks that were in the Marine Corps that like to still do hoorah and stuff like that. John was he was under the radar. That's a perfect way of putting it.
Oh, but always just always doing very well at what he did. Understood leadership, understands leadership, and was not afraid to use it. He and John Kibler, another giant in our community, co-chaired a major fundraising effort of our church. That was right before things happened in Chicago. And I can tell you, so many people looked up to him, and they're just tremendous people. And Joanne has always been by his side the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, been just a joy to watch.
You know, John Maitland was one of those people you wanted on your side if you wanted something to get done, because all you had to do is say, John Maitland would like to talk to you for a minute, and you're in the game.
One time, John invited me down to the floor of the Senate, and he showed me around the room where all the desks were, and I knew he had been at least one of the senior senators at the time of the state, and I noticed his desk was in the back, And I said, I thought that if you were with seniority, you'd have a desk to the front. And he just smiled at me and he said, oh, no. The seniority gets the desks in the back because you want to see who's doing what in front of you. And I always thought, wow, what a lesson.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's a lesson for everybody in life. It really is.
Yeah. I just thought that was tremendous stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a senator for this district, for the 44th district, I always felt comfortable that somebody of his temperament and of his intelligence and of his ability to play that political game without being, you know, way out there like some people are. I felt we were always in such great hands.
We were blessed. And I think part of it was, and this is my own bias here, is John was a farm kid. And similar to the Marines, I don't know that that ever gets out of you. And he brought the thinking process, I think, the work ethic of a farmer all the time to whatever it was he was doing. Just tremendous stuff.
You know, somebody told me yesterday, gave me this line yesterday, that John loved to be in Springfield. He loved to be a leader, and that's what he was. He was a leader. He says, but you know, on a lot of days, John would have much rather just been on a tractor driving out in the field somewhere.
Well, he's a man for sure who never lost sight of his roots. Mm-hmm. He always knew where he came from. He was grounded in those, and yeah. You know, was listening to WGN radio, and it was during the Republican National Convention one year, and at the end of it, the reporter was interviewing different people from the state, and he interviewed John. And John was his understated best going on. They were talking about education. And then the interview ended, and John walked away. And then the reporter said it. He says, folks, don't let that man kid you. He knows more about education than any other individual in the state of Illinois. Wow. That's my senator.
Yeah, exactly. And he was passionate about education. Yeah. I mean, at the top of his list of things to get taken care of were schools.
Yeah, and that always stood out. It was very much on his heart. My goodness, I can't think of better ways to say that than that.
Yeah. John, this has been years and years and years ago, but I've never forgotten one of the first things that John said to me that made an impression on me, and I promise I won't tell this story over and over again, but it has come back, and it was a situation where he and I had just finished an interview, I think, or something. Maybe it was at the county fair, and I said, Senator, how in the world can you live with people who are just negative about you? You can't do anything right. You can't do, I mean, the government's awful. How do you live? Because that's kind of anti what you seem to be like. And he, without even blinking, he turned and he said, well, you know, he says, I was elected to be a leader, not a follower. And I thought, that's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. And he could lead without letting anybody know that you were being led.
Absolutely. Those are skills or gifts that I don't know. You can hone a little bit, but if you don't have that, you never will get it.
Yep. Yep, he's a good man. Yeah. What does he do as far as, because he's still active to a certain extent in your church. Tell us about what he does with the church.
Well, I'll tell you what, those who know me best will smile when I say this. John and Joanne sit about four pews up from the back, just to the right of the aisle at our 8 o'clock worship service every week. And so that's where they are. They've got their coterie of people who sit around them, have sat around them for years. I always get a smile out of that. They're there with their son Johnny and daughter-in-law Terry and all the crew, and it's just a joy to watch that. And Joanne has been very active in leadership and over the years as well. And you know, just I would say it this way: the admiration and respect that people have for them is showing all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
And people know the Maitlands not because the Maitlands have gone and shaken their hands. Hey, how you doing? They just know them by almost by being in their presence. And maybe I'm being a little hyper here on this thing, but it's true. And I'll tell another quick story here. my wife and I, after our church on Sunday morning, would go to CJ's restaurant, which used to be right across the road here from the radio station.